Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Copyright disclaimer under Section 107 of the Copyright Act 1976, allowances made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing. Disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this video and on the Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel do not necessarily reflect the opinion of our and Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel. All topics are for entertainment purposes only. TVMA viewer discretion is advised. All commentary is alleged.
Ambitiously, the podcast, live every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Dive into the latest in trending topics, adult taboo conversations, and music. Tune in.
Tired of financial headaches? Are late nights spent balancing books instead of building your business? You need Labora Lee Bookkeeping. We take the stress out of your finances. Labora Lee Bookkeeping offers expert solutions for all your needs: precise bookkeeping, efficient payroll, and comprehensive tax preparation. We empower small businesses with accurate financial insights, helping them make smart decisions and achieve greater profitability. Stop stressing and start succeeding. Contact Labora Lee Bookkeeping today for a free financial assessment. That's Labora Lee Bookkeeping. Get back to business.
Hey, welcome one and all to Ambitiously the podcast. Like, we're blessed But welcome. Welcome to the show. It is me. It is me, your girl, Labor Lee, a.k.a. Kat Lee Woo, because we edited that on the other day. And, And
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously, the podcast.
I'm going to say something good. Thank you, Doc. Thanks, babes. Thanks. I got a couple of things I want to say, too. I think I'll save that towards the end. But we are here. We need to know what's going on because we nosy over here. I've said that a zillion times. Hold on, I want to fix something real quick. There we go. I feel a little bit better now. But we need to get into this Gab beat. This one might be a funny one. I don't know. We're going to see where we go with it. But today is Media Monday. Today is the day that we get into this Gab beat. This is an interesting one. Yeah. Anything with this particular person is interesting, but we're going to talk about it in a minute. We're going to get into this. But a few things you need to know before I get started. Listen, this got me going crazy. A few things you need to know. One is you could call in. The number is 443-551-5963. 443-551-5963. That is the number that you can call or text. Also, you can drop a comment. You could do that. That'll be great. If you drop a comment or send a text, it will be read out loud. And if you drop a comment, it'll be on a screen. If you call and you already know what time it is, you'll be live on air, baby. What's up? That's what happens. If you would like to talk to us about anything, and I do mean anything at all, hit us up. Contact@ambitiouslyent.com. Or you can hit us up on our Gmail account, which is ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Hold on, I gotta do this how I intended to do it. It just doesn't make sense unless I do it that way. But like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription that we can get. We love them. We want more of them. Please give it to us. Give it. What else we gotta say? Some other things to say. Listen, by you liking, sharing, and subscribing, that is a free way to, you know, support this situation we got going on over here. Right. But if you decide that you want to donate monetarily, then this is what you need to do. Hit us up on Cash App, $ambitiouslyent.com. Remember, that's a capital A. $ambitiouslyent.com with a capital A. If you want to do Venmo @ambitiouslyent, because everything is ambitiously ENT over here, baby. Yeah. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. Join our coffee community while you're over there. I'll tell you why a little later on. Oh, child, I'll tell you why a little later on. Let's get to the nitty gritty and the meat and potatoes of what we got to discuss today, because child, I want everything to be right where I needed to be at this particular moment, because we want to switch tables over here and jump over here real quick. All right. I'm going to save all of that for the end. We're going to trickle our way up to that situation. But let's get into this real quick. Let's get to the nonsense first. Then we'll get to the more serious conversation. Yeah, baby. It is definitely Media Monday, Doc. We on it. We got some things to talk about. So, I don't know if y'all remember. Well, this is a while ago, but this was at the height of Crash Out Girls beef with, oh, she a Crash Out too. So, Crash Out number one, she a different kind of Crash Out, though. And then we got crash out number two over here, which is a Libra. So it's, in my mind, understandable, all of that. Because we just some freaking crash out sometimes. Sometimes we just be like, you know what? And I hate that she said this before, but I'm going to say it again for her, which makes sense. So everybody, I know the live light is off, Doc. I got it. I understand what I got going on over here and why I got it going on that way. But anyway, so crash out girl number two would be Cardi B. And one thing she said a long time ago is that if a chick got beef with me, she gonna have beef with me forever. And I understand that very much. Although I'm at my big grown age, so I really don't deal with those problems. But if you want to squabble, we going to squabble. It's just, that's how it go. You feel me with us? And we don't fake like we cool again with you when we not cool with you at all. You feel me? And if you ever did anything that we feel that you deserve to get your behind kicked for, it's probably going to happen. It's probably going to happen. It's good, Doc. Thanks for letting me know. But I knew this was off because I got some other things going on in here. Because some things happen. You feel me? The light is going to come back on eventually. Maybe tonight. Maybe not tonight. But what we do know is that I'm live because I'm right here, though. But anyway, so I understand. So back when crash out number one, who just crashes out, I swear she want to stop. But crash out number one and crash out number two had a beef. In this beef, they were at the Met Gala. Was it the Met Gala or was it another high society function? I want to say it was the Met Gala. Or maybe it was one of those elite functions. But anyway, Cardi B sees Nicki Minaj. She takes her shoes off. She trying, thump, you feel me? For some strange reason, what she said was that the girl was talking about her kids on the internet, or her kid on the internet at the time, because she didn't have kids. And when it comes to a Libra, I get it. I'm going to crash out by mine. I'm not going to think nothing of it. I'm not going to feel no kind of way about how I feel about mine. Yeah, it was the Met Gala. I thought it was the Met Gala. I was not, I want to be, you know, too, but I thought it was the Met Gala. Yeah, so at the Met Gala. Anyway, also attending with Nicki Minaj at the Met Gala was Ra Ali. If you're not familiar with Ra Ali, let me get you familiar real quick. So Ra Ali had a stint on Love & Hip Hop. She made a few appearances on the Black Ink show, the original, you know, the New York one. Trying to think what else. She's been rumored to be a shoe salesman and a bandit, a thief. That's what they said. I don't know her personally, so I wouldn't, you know, I can't put that, but these are the things that have been said. You know, things make their rounds. She also told a young lady on that show by the name of, I think her name was Rocky. She told her she had industry PP or Poom Poom. This girl, and if you've seen her, she definitely will fight, well, would back in the day. She would go off and fight fast, right? But she seemed a lot more chill. Cardi B, unfortunately, does not have that chill in her. Because they got it. She spotted her. Well, in that shoe incident, let me put this, because I have to put this little disclaimer in there real quick. In this shoe incident, it's been alleged that Ra Ali sock Cardi in the head, but Cardi has always said that that's not exactly, I covered this on the show, dang, I remember this, but Cardi said that it was not Ra Ali that hit her, but she got elbowed in the head by one of the security dudes or whatever. That's what she said. And also she made up the word for the gist, but it's cool. It's Cardi B. And she get hyper. She don't put it together the right way. But Anyway, so that's what's been alleged or whatever. So they ran into each other at the airport in Cannes, which is in France. Cardi was there for her album cover shoot or whatever. And Ra Ali says she was there for a function. The bombshell news, so they was at the airport. I guess they were flying. Well, no, I think Cardi said she was flying to Paris. I have no idea where Ra Ali was flying. Maybe back to the States. Who knows? But anyway, they run into each other at the airport. Now, this is just chance, life happenstance. They happen to be in the same airport at the same time. And so let me give a little bit of what's being said. So the bombshell news came courtesy of Ross spilling the beans to a guest host, Ray Daniels, on her on-site podcast on Thursday, which I watched a little bit of. Much to Cardi's, Cardi was not happy about it, but who called Ra a clout chaser. She called Ra a clout chaser for making the latest encounter known in the first place, which I could kind of concur. Like, we didn't have to talk about that, but she wanted to talk about that. So, yeah, it is what it is. But the X Love and Hip Hop New York star agreed that an argument immediately broke out at the French airport. Ra maintained she remained calm as Cardi embarrassed Black people while telling her that she was genuinely surprised at Cardi's behavior as a mother of three. That's a low blow when you go for the kids. It's like, now I want to fight you. Don't bring my children into the conversation. Whatever, man, your beef is, like whatever beef that we have, do not bring my children into the conversation because they don't have nothing to do with nothing. Cardi's kids wasn't there. Ra Ali's kids wasn't there either. Like, don't do that. You're trying to go along. Anyway, Ra and Cardi have bathed in the same bad blood since their infamous 2018 New York Fashion Week fight. As Nicki looked on, Cardi told her fans early this morning she patiently waited for her moment of revenge without a peep and didn't hesitate to strike. So I got something to say on that side too, Cardi. I don't know. I just got something to say about it. But according to Ra, she threw ill towards the end of the media run trip. She felt ill. She was on a media run trip throughout Paris Fashion Week and needed a wheelchair to maneuver through her airport route to the U.S. So she was coming back to the States. I thought so. Now, Cardi B openly defended her decision to get active, admitted that she risked international lockup just to get her lick back. This is what I'm saying. So if Rod didn't hit you, why do you need a lick back? You know what I'm saying? That's the part that's like messing with my head a little. If Rod never actually threw her punch or a punch landed or hit you, why do you need a lick back? I digress. But anyway, so after all these years, because the Bronx and her wouldn't allow her to live with herself if she did not get her lick back. She also revealed that she felt the need to show her toughness to her longtime bodyguard because he's never slipping and he's on cripping. That's what she said. Cardi and Ra disagree on the level of violence. However, Cardi is adamant that she clocked Ra upside the head with a JBL speaker she threw while Ra maintains none of her objects hit her. Ray Daniels chalked the entire ordeal to Cardi never having been loved by a real man, Offset, Stephon Diggins, DJ South. That means you. Oh, these are low blows. These type of things get people hurt. Seriously. Like, first of all, even though she might not have had the best relationships, never. And, you know, since she's been famous, they don't have nothing to do with nothing. And it's really what you need to understand is when it comes to the freaking LibraCon, we not going to stop until we feel satisfied with the situation. But I really have questions. Because why do you need a look back if she never hit you in the first place? That's all I'm saying. That's my real question, Cardi. I understand the Ross. If I got beef with you and you got beef with me, we beefing until I feel like it's settled. I don't know how far that gotta go, but until I feel like it's settled. So I get it. But why you need a look back, though? You feel me? Why you need a look back? So did she really connect? Because you said she didn't in the beginning. I remember the story vividly. You said that she did not get a lick off. You got elbowed in the head by a bodyguard. That's what you said. So did she connect? Because why you need a look back? If she never connected, like, it's nothing to... I don't know. All right. That's just... how I feel about that. Let's keep it moving. This is just... it don't make sense to me. Like, why you need a lick back? Alright. Did she or did she not connect? Why do you need a lick back? Alright. So... it's a whole thing going on with West
Coast rap. It's nothing bad. Actually...
it's sticking together, for real. And I like that. Mixtapes coming and all that good stuff. And I look forward to hearing some good West Coast music. But let me see. RJ, Mr. LA. This is a West Coast rapper. He's doing a little victory lap on his 10th anniversary of his mixtape that he had. And so he says that he couldn't have done it without the synergy of his city. That's dope. That's a beautiful thing to say. But he also, there's been a lot being said about DJ Quick and Dr. Dre. So also while having this conversation about how much, you know, he love where he from and all that. At Nova, he was caught at Nova at a sold out concert, and Ghost got his expertise in the one sided beef brewing in his backyard. I don't even know that this is the beef. I think this is just opinions, and we're gonna get to it. So, the Art of Dialogue posted. Okay, let's get. To get this proper and proper perspective. This is what they're reporting. So DJ Quick reacts and agrees with a fan who said he's legendary. He's a legendary producer. He is. Everyone thinks that everybody, I don't know. This is where I'm not getting in the middle of that. But he's the legendary producer that Dr. Dre thinks that he is. So this is what the person said. Lalo Tarantino, this is the person who posted it, says DJ Quick is actually who everyone thinks Dr. Dre is. This is what he said. Now DJ Quick hops on there and says, finally, someone has the balls to say it. That's crazy. So... I don't want this to be a thing because I actually enjoy DJ Quick. And Dr. Dre has made some bangers that I love. I don't know how I feel about this little tit-for-tat thing. I know it's a kind of a thing. I'm saying I don't want it to be a thing. So I don't want it to be a thing. I don't want it to be a thing. That's what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying. I know exactly what I'm saying. I don't want it to be a thing. Now, people may agree, some may disagree, but I really say I like the camaraderie that's happening in LA right now, and we don't need that kind of nonsense. I mean, why we need to compare? I think people do that too much. All right, maybe Dr. Dre is trying to be DJ Quick, and that's fine and cool, because everybody emulates somebody sometimes. You feel me? Imitation is the best form of flattery, remember? So why does this have to be a thing? It doesn't have to be a thing. It could be a thing, but it don't have to be a thing. They both legendary. Why they both can't be, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the thing that kills me about people. Only reason why I would say that nobody, I don't know, you don't got to pick a side on nothing. I think I hate that concept altogether, where they be like, for example, in the meme, they give you like four options. You got one, A, B, C, D, and A, B, C, D, right? And they be like, you got to pick one. Why the fuck do I have to pick one? Why? Why can't like them all? Why can't enjoy them all? Why, in my eyes, can't they all be great? Nah, I don't want to pick one. I pick them all. I might be a little greedy like that. But yeah, I did hear that that was a thing. I know it's a thing. I don't want it to be a thing. That's the point I was making. And that's that. All right, we get right. This gets us closer to the end conversation. So also a story we've talked about many a days, mostly on the wiretap. Remember that little incident where Baby Diddy got a suit filed against him, and Diddy was also named in that case. Baby Diddy, Diddy meaning Christian Combs, where he was pushing up on Shorty a little bit too much and she didn't like it. And then he bruised up a little bit and assaulted her. And Lil Rod caught it on audio. You feel me? It's still out there. It still exists. So, I'm fighting civil suits from jail. I didn't charter in King accusation. So, basically, he's throwing his son like he on his own. That's his own thing. So Diddy's got a mountain of civil lawsuits to fight now that his criminal case is over. And he's getting started while he is sitting in the federal detention center. And one of them is a suit involving his son, Christian Combs, and a yacht party. Remember that story? We talked about it. Talked about it many moons ago. I think we even role played in that one. But Diddy, the Bad Boy founder, is a co-defendant in a civil lawsuit accusing King of forcing himself on a woman on a yacht Diddy allegedly chartered. I'll continue. So, in the new legal documents obtained, Diddy is arguing the case filed in California should be tossed because the court has no jurisdiction over him. He says he's been in Florida, a Florida resident, for more than 5 years, and points out he's been incarcerated in Brooklyn since his September 24th arrest. I said September 24 arrest. My apologies. Diddy also says that the lawsuit incorrectly claims he chartered the yacht where the alleged assault occurred. He says another company chartered the yacht and he didn't sign any charter agreement. Now, Us Weekly, the publication, was first to report Diddy submitted the July 25th court document. So, as reported, a woman sued Diddy and King back in April of 2024. We've read that case, claimed that she was a steward on the yacht Diddy chartered in 2022, and allegedly King sexually assaulted her on board. Now, Diddy says that he didn't, he shouldn't be a defendant in the lawsuit filed in California, but the documents do say King is a Cali resident. Though it's worth nothing to Combs, the Combses are being rep by the same attorney, and King is also seeking lawsuit dismissals. So, it's getting down to the nitty gritty, but this is also, I'm gonna get to that. This is also like set in his cards right now. And I'm gonna tell you to play, and I don't even want to go all detective slash conspiracy theories, but you gonna peep me out in a second. Okay, so the judge has yet to rule. Diddy's also awaiting an answer and a response from prosecutors from the judge in the federal criminal case after filing a new motion for bail as he awaits his October 3rd sentencing for a couple of convictions of little worker charges. Now, Diddy's been sued left and right over the last couple of years. He's got a lot of lawsuits to defend against, no matter if he's in the clanker or back at home. I've been paying attention to this, and what I'm gathering is this. All right, they didn't really give him the RICO or none of that, but because he got all of these, and you don't have to prove as much in civil court as you do in criminal court. In civil court, it could just be the accusation and a few receipts that place you in that time, or you know, in that time or that situation. You feel me? So and people can win their lawsuits. But that's that. Now when it comes to criminal, you need to prove every way about your whereabouts, how you was moving, how much, you know what I mean, how much you was really doing, how much was it that you was really criminally doing. And you got to fight for your life because you could be in jail. But civil suits is not as hard hitting as perhaps a criminal suit, right? But so they could easily win. A lot of people could easily win. There's a few people that I really think is going to win, right? Suing him civilly. But when they got him in jail, he can't make no money. He can't make no moves. His money is slowly but surely going to keep dwindling until he's not that guy no more. You feel me? And that's what they doing. They trying to bleed this sucker dry, so he don't have nothing, no leg to stand on. And that is my philosophy. I'm not saying this is true, but this is what it's looking like. I can see things clearly. My eyes are wide open, and I think that's what they're doing right now. Because he still got all these civil suits to fight, and that's that. We're not done with him yet, though. We're not done with him. He kind of in a combination of this next story we're about to talk about. It's flowing together like it should be. It's flowing like I wanted it to this evening. So, Donald Trump was asked if he would pardon Diddy. And at one point in time, he was like, chill, like, yeah, I don't know. It's never really came up. You know, everything is everything. Da, 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 da. But he was asked the question again, and Donald is addressing whether or not he would pardon Diddy. And while he didn't seem very open to the idea, he didn't completely shut it down either. This has been a question for a minute now. Is he going to pardon him? But the president sat down for an interview on Friday that just passed with Newsmax Rob Farinetti, I can't even get it out, whatever, on his new show. And when the conversation turned to Diddy, things got very interesting. Rob asked Trump if he would pardon Diddy, who was recently found guilty on 2 counts of the Mann Act, which is transporting.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&C supply in-app only.
Someone across state lines for the purpose of little worker jobs. At the at his federal trial, Diddy was acquitted of more than one he was acquitted of the more serious charges of racketeering and trafficking, but they gave him that. I think that was just a smack on the butt. It seems true, you agreeing on what I was saying, what I just said, my little theory, Doc. I didn't even get to move this. I was started looking at the thing. Here's the thing. In response to Rob's question, Trump said he was once very friendly with Diddy and got along with him great. And he seemed like a nice guy. That's what he said. Trump then switched gears by saying he didn't know Diddy all that well. He don't know nobody all that well. I'm gonna save that. But he always said, I didn't know him all that well. And when he ran for office, Diddy was very hostile toward him. It seems that he seemed conflicted by Diddy's mixed messages, admitting that the hostility could cloud our judgment. Oh, Lord, he was hostile with you, sir. You know what? I always find it funny when palm side colored people always try to make us out to be the most hostile people. Now, I believe that Diddy has some hostility in him. But in my head, I couldn't even imagine Diddy throwing that hostility towards them folks. That's some bullcrap. The big wigs, the people with the big money, I just don't see that happen. That's some bullcrap. So to hear the rest of what Trump says about Diddy, you'll just have to go watch the video. It's a watch. Trust me, it's a watch. Trump's White House has been in communication with Diddy's legal team about the potential pardon, which may hinge on how Judge Subdomarian rules on Diddy's latest motion of bail. So he just basically dangling that in front of his face, like, I might let you out, I might not. You were really mean to me. I gotta think about it. Let me sit and think on it a little bit. You feel me? Like, he playing with his emotions right now. So it is unclear when the judge will weigh in, but Subdomarian is also scheduled to sentence Diddy on October the 3rd. Never a dull moment when it comes to Diddy. Craziness. Look at how it's going. Everything I said is happening. He dangling that dog. Remember what you said about me, you asshole? Remember? He dangling that shit over. He dangling this shit. But in all fairness for Trump, this is a good distraction away from the whole Epstein situation. And let me tell you why. One is, I told you that he always says, well, I didn't really know him that well. He said the same thing about Epstein. Yeah, we got mad pictures, mad videos. You on a flight log. We know you on that list, the unredacted list. We know you there. We know you there. You were sending the man letters, for goodness sakes. and cards on his birthdays and stuff. People can put y'all in the same place a lot of times together. But you said that about him. I didn't know him that well. Yes, you did. Now you're saying you ain't know Diddy that well. Yes, you did. You knew him very well. That's why you liked him at first. Now you don't like him because he said some bad things about you. But I digress. President Trump, Donald Trump, war of words with Charlemagne the God. He called him a low IQ sleazebag. That's the pot calling the kettle, calling the pot calling the kettle. President Trump is lashing out at Charlemagne the God after the radio host appeared on Laura Trump's show and suggested that Jeffrey Epstein scandal could be weakened MAGA grip on the GOP. Child. Anyway, so the Breakfast Club host joined Laura's Fox News show Saturday, telling the president's daughter-in-law he believes traditional conservatives are poised to reclaim the Republican Party, using the Epstein controversy as political leverage. So then, once he says this, Donald Trump says, "The very wonderful and talented Laura Trump, whose show is a big rating success, put racist sleazebag Charlemagne the God. Why is he allowed to use the word God when describing himself? Can anyone imagine the uproar there would be if I used that nickname?" This is Donald Trump. Hold on. I gotta get this commercial out of here real quick. Give me 1 second. All right, so this is Donald Trump, remember? I'm just reading what he said. He's a low IQ individual who has no idea what words are coming out of his mouth, child, and knows nothing about me and what I've done, like just ending 5 wars, including a 31-year bloodbath between Republic of Congo and Rwanda, where 7 million people have passed. He didn't say passed, but I'm saying passed. And there was no end in sight. He didn't know that in India and Pakistan, or wiping out Iran's nuclear capabilities, or closing the horrendous open borders and creating the greatest economy, where prices and inflation have come way down. Where, sir? Where did it? Okay, all right. And where stupid and corrupt Joe Biden set the record for doing the worst job as a president ever. But this dope Charlemagne would vote for Sleepy Joe or Kamala. I'm sorry. I got stuck in him for a minute. Kamala, remember 1 year ago, our country was dead, and now it's the hottest country we're in the world. MAGA. That's what Orange Face had to say. That's what Orange Face had to say. So there's a political coup going on right now. And in the Republican Party that people are not paying attention to, Charlemagne said, "I think the Epstein thing is going to be a way for traditional conservatives to take back their party." Trump erupted into a Truth Social Sunday, calling Charlemagne a God, a racist sleazebag, a low IQ individual, and fumed. I just read all of that. Why is he allowed to use that? Because who is going to, who's going to be like, "No, you can't use that." Nobody's going to do that, Trump. Shut up. Charlemagne called Trump a political juggernaut and says that America is still hurting and waiting for the one day change, the change, the one day that he promised. Trump doubled down, touting his records on foreign policy and the economy and the border security, and dismissed Charlemagne as clueless. This dope Charlemagne would vote for Sleepy Eyed Joe. Remember he said that? And Kamala. He wrote, remember 1 year ago, our country was dead, and now it's the hottest country anywhere in the world. Where, sir? Where? Who are you? What have you fixed? What are you making good? Where? Where? But like I said, this Diddy stuff, this even, like this Diddy situation, that's so he can divulge the attention from the Epstein situation that everybody keeps talking about. And he taking it, you know, he just trying to find a way to shut it down so everybody can stop talking about it. And this Diddy situation, the dangling the freedom over his head. Yeah. Yeah. For those who voted for this man, I don't know why you did, but you did, and now we here. Look at, would you look at this? Now we here. I just said that about the 70-40 rule. I got, this is why. Would you look at here? I don't know why y'all put this man in the seat. I have no idea, but y'all did, and we are here, and we are doing all this bullshit and melee and foreign filth and trash because of it. And this country is not hot. We not even cute. There's some things that could be fixed to make it cute, but this is not a cute country right now. I don't like it. Sorry, it's my opinion. I don't like it. It's not even cute right now. It's not even a cute country. I'm sorry. We got some things, some problems to iron out before we can even say get the cute, let alone hottest. Oh, gosh. Anyway. Yeah, it is, Doc. Thank you. Because this orange-faced bastard just drives me crazy. He drives me insane. It is time for me to show some love. Anybody watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, or Rumble, thank you for watching this podcast. We greatly appreciate you. Don't forget to do this while you're up in here, you know, to show some love and support. Do this, you know, handle that business right there. Like, share, and subscribe. We need your support so we can continue this thing that we got going on. Why the fuck did y'all elect this orange-faced bastard to the seat again? This is out of control. Like, it's out of fucking control. But anyway, anybody watching from any of these platforms, we appreciate you so much. I like to call that live love. Thank you, the heart. Live love. I thank you so much for watching and tuning in. I love y'all. Thanks. I love y'all so much. But it's definitely time for me to give. I don't know if I updated. Hold on. I don't think I did, but I'm about to right now. Give me a sec. No, because it's not here, so this is not the update of us. Listen, we keep growing every day. I love it, and it inspires me to keep going. It does, very much so. I love it over here. I do. I'm glad that we were able to build this platform for me to even call this motherfucker orange-faced bastard. Yes, I love it over here, so. I like to show some love to some special people because they don't watch, they just listen, and they're our largest audience right at the moment. They're our largest audience, and I love them for it. They support, they come back. Oh my gosh, the numbers the other day were astronomical. I was just like, whoa. They show love, they support, oh man, and they not watching, they just listening. So I like to send them a love note because I love them and they love me apparently, and we besties. I love it. This is my listening audience and I love them very much. So yeah, it's time for the love notes. Let me put this on the screen before I do that though. It is time for the love notes. I called it love. Doc called it show notes. We bickered. And then we came to the compromise because what we realized is there's no love without compromise. And now we call it love notes. And I'm going to keep it that way forever and ever and ever and ever. We will be here forever. Shout out to DJ Ru Casey. I'm going to get back to you in a minute. Doc also said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not. It was a lot of papers, though. But in all fairness, it was a lot of cities, states, countries, territories and stuff on there. And I was just trying to figure it out. I was still kind of a newbie, although I had been like a year or two. And I was trying to figure it out. But we don't do it like that no more. We don't do it like that. We've gone green. And now we just focus on countries and territories because it makes things a lot easier. So now we do this. I love you people. Here's the love notes. Man, it's love. All love. I love you. Shout out to the top 60 United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, Belgium, specifically Brussels. I should have made this a top 7 because Germany is getting busy. Hi, Germany. But it's only a top 6. Sorry. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, Kenya. Hi, babies. Thank you for the love. I love y'all so much. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. Thank you for the love. You guys are fantastic. You are so amazing. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, Morocco. Hi, I love you guys. You are amazing. I love you, love you, love you, love you. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, and Latvia. Oh my goodness, you guys are just, oh, y'all make me blush all the time. My cheeks hurt sometimes how much y'all make me blush. I love you guys. Thank you for the love. Well, Jamaica, I'm ready for y'all today, baby. Hungary, Greece, Denmark, Jamaica, Slovakia, Ukraine, and Peru. Hi, Bulls. I love you too. Thank you for the love. You are so, y'all make me so happy. Thank you. Last but not least, Italy, Egypt, Malta, Tanzania, Cambodia, and Colombia. Hi, babies. Welcome. I love you and thank you for the love. Thanks. I love you guys so much. Listen. My name is Kaitlyn and I approved this message. Hold on. One time for the one time. Let me see. We got to jump in here real quick. Let's see what Doc has said. Doc has said, top flight, catch the vibes. And when you just do, when you just do like Cardi B, you can vibe forever. Yeah, get your lick back. Listen, I agree with the bitch got beef with me. We gonna have beef forever. But the fuck that lick back? Because bitch, did she hit you or not? I got questions. I need to know why you need a lick back if she didn't even really touch you. Who's lying? Somebody's lying. I need some truth here. That's all I'm saying. Doc said we worldwide. Why Trump don't know nobody? Jada voice. Why? Ha ha. Why? I ain't got to do me like that. Anthony Hamilton saying, I'm just saying, because why he don't know nobody all the time? But being mad pictures with these people. Like, get the hell out of here, dude. Like, you in every picture with these people. You in videos whispering in Jeffrey Epstein's ear, like, and y'all chuckling it up and giggling. Get out of here. Nobody believes you. We don't believe you. You need more people. Shut up, Trump. Anyway, oh, child. Got me going off up in here today. Doc said, hit that like button, tune in, live show, radio show, get the app. My name is Kat Lee Wu, and I approve this message. I do. Hold on. I approve this message. Yes, I do. All of that. Everything he just said, I approve of. I do. I'm sorry, this man keep making me, every day he make me mad. You would think him and I would never date a man like that, but I hate him. Okay, I'm gonna just shut up. Listen, mind your business. Cephal Media Mondays, where I come and tell people's business like I did here tonight. But other than that, mind your business. You feel me? It's a safe way to live your life. It is. Now, the type that I try not to tell people's business, but sometimes it's warranted, child. It is. And, you know, it's not intentional, but it's warranted if I do tell somebody's business. On the wiretap, I'm definitely telling your business, especially if you're depraved, foul, sinister, disgusting, heinous, diabolical, just gross, dumbass, an idiot, any of those things. Oh, and Doc would also say insidious. If you any of those things and you got a court case, we're going to read it over here. We are. My partner, Good, and I are going to read it. It has to be high profile enough that I care to mention it. And I got to be able to pull it. But if I can, which is not hard, but if when I do, we reading it. And that's your butt. Poncho. It's your butt. I pull cases and we read them over here. That's on a Wednesday. On the wiretap. Wet and Wire, we get those on occasion. It's usually me and Doc's business, not so much everybody else's business. Because it's only rightful and fair that we tell a little bit of our business as well as other people's. We can't just tell their business, not tell our business. Cattails. I decided to pack on two conversations. You'll see. Because they kind of like roll in succession. So we'll get to that. Anyway, I just say I change everybody's names. I do. I don't use your real name. So the only way that somebody is gonna know that it's you, jackass, is if you say something. Don't say nothing. Nobody won't know it's you. You might be a little angry that I told the story, but they don't know it's you. I changed the name. And like Doc said, always says, a hit dog will holler, and they will. Dog. So shut up. Shut the fuck up. Anyway. But other than that, mind your business. Listen, love your babies, hug your babies, adore your babies, encourage your babies, and tell your babies that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all time. They need that encouragement. They need that love. They need you to be the best damn parent that you can be. And that's part of it. Letting them know that. And don't take no shit, but that's part of it. Letting them know that they need you to be that guy, that purpose for them. So do it. Dumbass, do it. They want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary. Whatever the hell else they do over NASA, I don't know. I've never worked for them. But I will say, get yourself a telescope, a good one. Not the kind that you look through your neighbor's windows with your perv. I'm talking about the kind that requires a little bit of assembly. Comes with different lenses and scopes and beams. And even an app. National Geographic, hey. I'm waiting. And then take it outside with your babies and discover some stuff. Maybe comet, a meteor, a freaking asteroid. I don't know. I hope all of these things that I just mentioned are going past you, not coming towards you, because that's frightening. But a planet that they say is not a planet no more, but in my opinion will always be a freaking planet. I had to build a solar system. Y'all made me build the solar system, and that was required in the solar system. So I'm not one to be doing all this new stuff. It is what it is. Or maybe a UFO. I hope that if you do discover one of those, that I'm going to burn this message in your brain so that they can get it when they beam you up, Scotty, and probe you, which is I do not want to be beamed up, nor do I want to be probed, okay? Now, unless you got somewhere to take me other than this crazy planet that we live on right now where Orange Face is the president, leave me the fuck alone. I don't want to go. Hell no, we won't go. I got a neighbor across the street, though. You can go get her. I offer her up as collateral, but I'm not trying to go. And that's that. So bypass my house. Now, yeah. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, engineer. They have those over there too. What I do know is they have a need for speed, and at one point in time, the muscle car was king, and in my opinion, it will always be king. Yeah, when you know what I'm saying, put the pedal to the metal. the pedal to the metal. They was talking about muscle cars. They wasn't talking about this new age shit y'all driving right now with the fiberglass and all that bullshit. It was more based on engines versus computers. You feel me? And that's the thing I love most about muscle cars. So shout out to NASCAR for that. But whatever the case may be, whatever they want to do, I'm offering my damn neighbor up. She could go. She could go tomorrow. I would not be opposed. I've been offering her up, though. And nobody listened to me yet, though. But whatever the case may be, whatever it is that they want to do, support them babies in their dream. I don't care how old they are. If they feel like they can do it, then have their back, because they probably can. They're just looking for that little bit of encouragement to make it possible. You feel me? And that's that, man. Love them babies. Tell them babies they to go. It's your job, man. Do your job. All right, time for the fair warning. I still ain't find a horn for that, but one of these days I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna find it. I need it. It's like a sound that I need. But here's the fair warning. Stay in your lane. Stay the fuck in your lane. Your lane is over there. Mine is over here. Stay in yours. It makes no sense for you to be in my lane, nor for me to be in yours at all. You jump in my lane, you're going to get something that you do not want. And at this point, because I've been saying it for so long, it's really not my fault. At this point, it's yours if it happens. So just stay in your lane and everything will be nice and cool. You jump in my lane, you're going to get something that you do not want. Do not break the glass. Do not push the button and stay the fuck in your lane. Okay? If you do that, you're going to get hurt. You do not want her. You don't want her. You don't want her. You don't want her at all. She's not nice. She's not sweet. She's not kind. I have been telling y'all this for a long time. You want her. She's all of that. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly. Oh, I love her so much. You still saying the Kill Bill sound? I'm gonna get it together. I hear you, Doc. I hear you. But you don't want that first one. You want the second one, or hey, you big purr bitches. You want her? It's a 2-for-1 special. Yes, because if cat is purring, cat is a happy girl. Plus, what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. And who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay the fuck in your lane. And everything's calm, cool, and copacetic. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Trying to keep us all happy here. Okay? All of us. Together. We are one. We are family. And we must all be happy. Okay? Pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. I got a long list of people who are fighting useless battles, but I'm not going to do them tonight. I'm not going to do them tonight. What I am going to say is this. Every battle is not your battle. I am going to bring baby Caligula into this because I have fun just doing that part. That's why he's getting born into it. So, yeah, don't be that guy. He got toilet. Oh, I meant to talk about that real quick. I throw that in while I'm saying this. This is beautiful. The segue. He got toilet paper and water bottles thrown at him in the last two shows, especially in Amsterdam. Like, that's crazy work. You don't want to be this guy, okay? You don't. Because Kendrick told us a long time ago you lied, and obviously showing. But I saw with thine own eyes that you lied when you said you studied hip-hop, you studied battle rap, you studied all this, right? But you didn't. Because if you did, then you would know that Mobb Deep said it's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it, Petty Boots. Nobody. They said that. Child baby Caligula. I tell you this every night. Some nights I don't even want to say it all. But what I'm saying is you knew what they said if you studied and you didn't study. You didn't at all. What you did was you lied. You kept lying, and then you got your ass smacked and spanked all around, and now you're getting toilet paper and bottles getting thrown at you in Amsterdam. You lied. Little Boots, you lied. Shit, Drake. Damn. Don't be him. Worry about the war. Fuck the battle. Like, fuck the battle. Anyway, that he lied. He just blatantly, are you laughing? He just blatantly lied. Mama say, mama sa, mama kusa. He just drives me crazy. He just drives me insane. And I just had to say something about it. But anyway, be you. Be amazingly you. Be authentically you. Be genuinely you. But be you. Don't listen. Even if they say that they hate the way that you walk, the way you talk, and the way that you dress. Two of them things, you just leave those the way they are. That's just who you are. You're a weird dresser, then be your weird dressing self. If you walk, got a weird walk, then freak it. Walk on. But you, the talking thing, you can help that because you could just stop making up fake accents and dropping lawsuits and all of that stuff and everything will be cool. And I heard you lost. When it came to UMG side, we'll talk about that a little. Talk about that another day. Maybe Monday. Maybe Wednesday. I'll throw that in at the end. I'm going to stand. I don't care. It's mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Shit. But anyway, at the end of the day, just be you. Listen, what they eat don't make you shit, and what you eat don't make them shit either. So just remember that. You can't make anybody happy. They got to be happy with them own side, with their own selves. They do. Happiness starts within. And then if you can sprinkle some of your happy juice on them, that's cool too. But fuck it. Fuck it. You came in this world by yourself, you're going to leave by yourself, even if you are a twin baby, except for one situation. We don't really know all the circumstances of that, but I'm not a doctor, nor am I going to try to be tonight. I'm not. No matter how much you try to fix it and tweak shit to make people happy, you're not, because they'll find something else to bitch about, so fuck them too. You feel me? Misery loves company. I tell y'all that all the time. And tell that miserable bitch to get the fuck out your face. That's what I tell her. I don't do all of that shit. Don't bring your miserable ass over here, bitch. I'm a sign. Dream. Dream big. Dream so big that your dreams exceed the universe. Like, just dream. Don't let nobody tell you that your dreams can't happen. You are the master of your fate. You determine what is going to happen, not them. Fuck them. And then once you realize and visualize the dream, baby, plan and execute, and it's going to happen, because the only way you can make it happen is if you put the work in. But with that being said, I got to get up out of here. I love y'all so much. I adore y'all. Thank you for tuning in if you did. Thank you for tuning in if you tune in later. Just thank you. I love y'all so much. Stay safe. Stay out of trouble. And if you gotta fuck some shit up, then fuck it up. Just make sure you got a good lawyer. But I don't encourage that. I need y'all. We in our big grown ages, we need to chill out. But sometimes old beef doesn't. It's old beef dies hard. That's what I'm going to say about that. But otherwise, stay safe, stay out of trouble. I love y'all. And I got to, man, I got to get up out of here. I got things to do. School starting soon. I want to be on my dean. I love y'all so much. Good night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.